saving up some money to buy one of these big cars. Those cars when you enter. And yeah, if I come in with it, you respect me. That can be your perception. But are you happier? Is that an asset or a liability? And we're going to take the car out and I was going to probably clear my account. Ask me a very pertinent question. Nze, if you get this car now, how much you get left? I'm not going to really get anything left. But at least, you can't go to bring this. That's stupidity. That's not a wise thing to do. Because if this anything happened to this car, and I mean, say you don't get any money and you just believe, say, tears go bomb. That's not wise. A lot of people do it because of peer pressure. If you did this, would you be able to have this? And if you cannot answer that, then that's stupidity. I would have also said, I bet me we live on. That's now the fake life and you're not happy. You're genuinely not happy. You cannot look back and say, this is something I've kept for myself. This is a legacy I'm leaving.
You didn't buy the car.
Mm-mm.
Did you get deals?
I'm not that guy to live under pressure. Peer pressure, no. I'm never in that situation. I mean, there's a piece of packaging. Dress well, smell nice, show up nicely. It's only God that really sees the greatness in you.
True.
You have to show man that you too are great. So you're not going to show up shabbily and expect that people will hand you that check. So there's a place for that. I'm not just of the school of thought that you have to now live fake. Surround yourself with people
with
who
the
are
right
great
people
mind.
Or wrong people. Mm. And those that push people into all these things. It's important to know yourself and just stand for something, if not you stand for anything. Sometimes people are going for events, the people they start them, the people they charge like 1.5 mil, I cannot pay such, and I'm not even bothered about people thinking a certain way about me, because that's not even this packaging I've given people from the beginning. Because once you start it, you have to keep up.
And trust me, who is really looking at you? We are judging people the way we judge them. Which shoe you wear, which bag you carry. So the things that we are projecting is what we are thinking that people are projecting to us. Don't judge so that you not be judged. I know they look, because sometimes the people will get the real money, not the people will dress past it. Nobody will wear gear. People can reach over, carry Rosos, I ain't get money pass. So no, that's the foolishness of the world.
This is the girl that was told a couple of times that I was too ugly to be in front of the camera. This is the same girl that is gracing the front of the camera excellently well, doing great stuff. People are paying me millions just to be in front of the camera or even be the lead of their film. Whatever you think is a disability, that's the thing that God wants to use to honor you. I used to think I had a terrible dentition. Blowing is for slim people. This is me. I didn't have to bleach. I didn't have to do body. I didn't have to do any shortcuts.
You have to be tenacious. You have to just be dogged. How much do you want it? If 100 people wanted it and it's meant for one person, would you be the one person they would give it to? I was so also used to having a lot of money in the account. I'd just be looking at it and, hey, financial security, you just want to be seeing the money, statement of accounts. But that wasn't wisdom. Invest in real estate, treasury bill, just spread it that way and it's working for you. Real wealth does not mean that you are seeing 100 million, 200 million in the account. It's about the fact that you can see things that are constantly working for you. That's how we're going to build generational wealth that our children and children's children and children will be grateful for.
This episode is brought to you by Love Story Media, producers of Tequila, the movie.
Every lasting legacy stands on a solid foundation. Whether it's marriage, career, or building a successful real estate portfolio, the principles remain the same. Vision, patience, and building with the end in mind. Today, we are joined by two remarkable builders who are not just building a name in the entertainment space, but they are building foundations that are rooted in purpose and ownership. From creating captivating performances on screen to creating conversations on love, marriage, and purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the Key to Keys podcast, welcome with me, Mazi Stan Nze, a.k.a.
Ichi Village.
A.k.a. Papa J.
You get it now.
With him is Lolo
Uriako.
A.k.a.
A.k.a. Odoziako. A.k.a. Mama J.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to your first podcast, right?
Yes, this is actually, you know, like, we had a Tequila podcast, but that one we had, like, mics. This is the first time we're...
And then that was, like, but that was even our own.
Yes.
So this is us on, yes.
Podcast. And it's so good to be here. Your studio is so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's such a beautiful show. And cozy. I just like to be here.
Thank you so much. It's so good to have you here, actually.
Thank you.
You know, we've been seeing you there. You know, for you to be here, it's big deal.
In the yard.
Big, yeah.
So thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
So we all know that, you know, the whole love people are always showing.
Mm.
People like us, you know, who follow you guys, we know that it was not love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, right?
Yeah, it
was. So please just tell us the story. He's laughing already. We follow you and we know the story, but I'm sure people want to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, who's going to go first?
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Don't go come and counter anything that I'm saying. Don't come and phone. It's not like that. So.
Anything you want to say, say it. People know the truth. They will go online.
And I don't understand.
In case you want to change the story here now. Because I don't know why you're asking me not to count anything.
No, but he likes to want to make it look like, you know.
Make it look like what?
It's how I met the one boy like that at Mnet. It was Mnet office. I'd sold my film. I was already a producer at the time.
Oh, I've met before then now.
No. Oh, what yeah, do you mean? Song, I didn't like you, God.
Yeah, so what's the... Why are you starting from the middle?
It's true.
They say, so that's what you
do now. That's just page two.
Man, but they say, is it love at first sight? You say, I should not count what you're saying. You now went to start at the second page.
Oh, yeah,
what happened to the first page?
That was one that was memorable.
Wow.
So the first time...
So much of an impression. Wow. That's so good.
No. It was, yeah, it was your begging that was the impression.
I was begging you?
Yes, you were begging me to give you work.
Yeah, I was trying to help your ego. So you don't feel like nobody cares about you. Yes.
Producer, give us.
Even that's what we think why I'm producer. When we say, I still do it. When we say producer, say, I'm here, I'm acting, you know. Give us work. My mommy, you don't know. I just be trying to help your life.
That thing, they find work.
None of the fine work. As we did here,
no, but I
if you have work for us, please give us work.
Yeah, the fine work. You just don't mind me at the talk. I still say fine work. I'd met him at, I went for Eco Film Festival with my friend, and Rutimi. And I just saw this boy. He was so full of himself. I even greeted. No, me be like, say, I rude. He just answered me like, I went to my friend and my friend, like, wait a minute, that boy get big mouths. What's he feeling like? That even he can't open his mouth to greet well, you know.
You had ego and pride. Go. What's your problem? Is when that happened, somebody greeted you. You wanted me to notice you. I didn't notice you. You are not angry, boiling.
No, I was not angry. I was just like, are you blind?
Ooh, oh well, bro. I didn't see you.
Chuchu, don't see me. Maybe I don't lie. I'm not just saying see me. That he paid me. I told my friend, say. What is the worry that boy? I remember I'd be like, with this big mouth, be like, everything I don't know. Very annoying. I was so angry. I think that day, I think I was telling my friend, maybe that car broke down or something. I was just angry. You know, I didn't even stay long. Then we left. Then not long after I met him, it was on his birthday because his pictures were online that people were posting him. That's how I knew it was his birthday. Not like I really cared. I mean. And then I happened to be at Mnet office that day. And so there's like a waiting room, you know, when they're coming to like, maybe like final negotiations and all that stuff. So as I went to sit down there, I now saw this boy there. So the content guy, head of content acquisition at the time, said, was like, Aston, have you met Blessing? I'm Blessing's producer of Clueless. And I said, producer, give us work now.
Hey, a black and white film. People say I don't watch him before that time. I'm not even talking that thing.
My film, black and white.
No, that's it.
My sad story
is on YouTube.
Wait now, be your first and be my first. Maybe we compare. Baba, me big.
Backdrop. Backdrop.
That local film.
The only difference between that film and your film is that here, I still linger, linger. Boy, clean, bro.
Clean is fine, pass your film. Fine, die. Where I fly director from America.
She's an idea to tell you that she has a film on YouTube. Clueless, please go to Blessed Numbers TV and watch Clueless.
Now my first film be that. Maybe Blessed Numbers TV. Watch another premium films. No, it's my first film, George. Film I lost you like almost 10 years ago.
It's still a beautiful film, though.
Yeah, actually, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I think I'll see that.
You know. So that's how Hila give us work, you know. Okay. Hi, how are you? You know, just me to be like, say, proud.
But you see the vex, I'll be that time.
No, that time I don't know. My vex no, normally, even for real, like, my vex no, the 2T. My vex no, the T.
Your vex no, the T.
You know, the T now.
Maybe now, Jesus don't work on you. You're vexed.
No, but that day.
When they carry on for mine for 2 months, 3 months.
Me?
What? 6 months? Sometimes.
You they judge the person give. You not be say, I carry the vex on mine. Because now they carry some, sir.
For mine, I'm going to talk to you, change the table.
So, you know the kind of vex they pay the parent, like carry past. You know, like someone that's like really close to you.
Yeah.
That one, they enter. That's but I mean, the guy was a nobody. I want to carry that kind of person on my mind for waiting. Okay. Who be? So, anyways, that day, that was not his birthday. People were now calling him very local boy. We just started saying, I pass Aquamo. What kind of ras? I was so disgusted. I said, what's it be this? What kind of human? What's it be this? You know, but I just endured. Just, I mean, like, say, till we left there. And then it just. It was just like fate.
Then fate happened. We started seeing,
each other. Like,
are you serious?
Literally, yes. We're now jamming at events. Then he now see me now say, I remember the first place was a picture perfect premiere. I think I was leaving when you were coming. And then I shot there,
My friend!
That's where this my friend came from. And then my but people there, no one watching. It's not now upcoming boy.
Yeah, please say this guy greets me. I just go, I did humble. And I was like, I did humble. That person, I did not see you. I came for the screen of my film the first day. A coping festival. I had a film that was buzzing. She didn't have any film there. You know, so she came as a fan. So the people were greeting me, were taking pictures. So nobody has, I want to take pictures.
I didn't come as a fan. My friend was in the film.
Among the nations, we salute you. Unfortunately, I didn't do that for you because you were not nobody before. That was before God lifted you, you know. So, but I'm glad for where He has brought you from. Now you have accolades. You are an award winner. You're married to best actor. You know, you're doing great things. You're
time best actor.
Great, you know, everything, you know. So I think we should just focus on the future and leave the past where it belongs. Next question, please.
Aliza, the past has brought you to where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank God for God.
May thank God for God.
I mean, we are rude.
Brought us here, you know. Only my damn.
It's amazing.
To translate that one.
The truth is, this is how they are. I mean, the first time you guys came around, my husband and I were like, what's going on? Like, what's going on? You guys are a match made in heaven and earth.
I agree.
You agree, right?
I agree.
Because
I agree.
It goes beyond.
Nobody can manage me more than this man here.
So, for marriage now, what were the non-negotiables before you went into marriage? Because I realized that a lot of people just, you know, go with feelings and butterflies. And I know that after some time, mm-hmm. it's no longer butterflies.
It's commitment.
It's commitment, right? So what were the non-negotiables you guys took into your marriage?
For me, first one would be my belief and faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're not there, you're not there. Like my pastor would say, it's not, you say, does this person believe in God? You say, does he go to, is he in the kingdom of God? You say, actually, he's not really, but he's holding the handle. You know, it's not about that. Mm-hmm. So the person will have to share. That one just sort of helps us. Some arguments just, foundation is sorted. So we're speaking the same language. We understand the same things. You know, we have the same belief. It just helps to, you know, limit and reduce conflict, you know, because it's when there's excess conflict and it feels like you are not really, you know, in sync. That's how you feel like we're not compatible, you know. So that was non-negotiable for me. I mean, I wanted peace. I wanted to be happy. And it was something I saw somebody you can, you know, have a reasonable conversation with and talk. And she was a talker. At the time we met, I used to stonewall a lot, you know. I don't want to talk about it, but I let it go. I forgive you, but I don't want to have to talk about it. But she was the person that always, because communication is very important in marriage. So if there's nobody that can say, let's talk, and it's no matter how awkward it seems, that's something that's going to, is in a highway waiting to, you know, get into the ocean. So that for me was unnegotiable.
Apart from that, anything else?
These are the major things. Every other thing, you know, because I saw some things that I felt, this is a red flag, but it was not a deal breaker for me, you know. So I knew that I'd be able to live it with this. So everything that I see in the mirror, I've not had any surprises here. So everything that I've seen are things that I saw prior, and I'm like, okay, I'm able to live with this. So
what about finances?
Financially, I mean, she was doing it, but that was not for me on my part. I was okay to hold.
In terms of, well, you know, two people can be in love. Mm. One person is the spender, mm-hmm. like always wanting the, you know, to live in the moment.
My wife is a spender. She she always wants to live in the moment, to be honest. Okay. But I had that covered. Like, I'm able to save. I save more. And I know that God was lifting me as financially stable. So, and as an Igbo man, mm-hmm. I was not hoping that a woman will now come in. That's how I was brought up. Now I didn't even, for if you know Igbo men well, so they want to be the odogwus that take care of their household. So that for me was sorted. So having my wife support me now is sort of icing on the cake, you know, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Great. Do you have anything else to say?
Oh, you see that? I live in the moment. Do I spend like that?
You believe in the moment. So.
Do I spend like that?
When you're friends, my mom.
Translate what you have spoken.
I don't know. It will sound vulgar in pidgin. It sounds nice in Igbo.
It sounds nice in Igbo. It's like an adage. Like, something like, but I say nobody go flog me. Like, okay. Nothing go happen.
The pidgin one is my pants no go lost.
You say no one talks. I heard you talk
about. You don't want to use and go censor for edit. They have edit them.
Yeah, I would say that. I can be like that. But not like I spend without sense.
Okay.
But I can just feel like, oh, let's just do it. But yeah. I mean, also think of say I also save, but not maybe not extreme.
Like him.
So my saving is I can have money that is kept. Okay. And there's something I'll really be touched to bring it out. I'll bring it out or maybe help somebody. But my husband, if that money is saving, maybe borrow me, maybe see my accounts, 2,000. I don't have. He will never go and touch that as long as it's got savings. But me, I don't even really have sense. He can even tell me, oh, maybe give me 500, I'll give you tomorrow.
That same question when I answer. She don't still answer now. Mm-hmm. Because she don't go round and round the bush.
I need to explain myself.
Just to give you, but that's why she doesn't live in the moment or why she lives in the moment. That's the bottom line of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about marriage, mm-hmm. you recently released a movie, Tehillah.
Yeah.
And it's making waves everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it.
Ah! You have not seen Tehillah. How like, dare why? You so sh-
What are you doing with your life?
What are you doing? Film that everybody has seen, over 1 million views.
Like?
Over 1 million views right now. And you have still not seen it? It's on YouTube. At the palm of your hand, in your phone right now, you can see it. In your television, you can see it. Don't do such.
What inspired Tehillah?
Okay, so I've always just wanted to make films that can inspire and change and, you know, build. I want to be able to make a film and you feel like starting a business. I want to be able to make a film and you feel like loving somebody more. I want to be able to make a film and you feel like staying in your marriage. And that's always been, those are the kind of films I like to watch. So when people send me scripts and it's not really the things that I like to watch. Mm. It's hard for me to do it, but because you need the money, we're in the business, we would do it. So there are a lot of times I've done films and I get to the premiere, I'm like, it's hard to create when we're not connected to God, because I mean, God is a creator and he has made us in his image after his likeness. So if you connect, it's easy to create. But the hard part is that we don't want to connect.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do it on our own. We want to, I go feel what I'm knowing. What's this idea?
God go bless her.
It's always a struggle when you do like that. But when you sit down, pray, and ask that the creator downloads whatever he has, everything that's going to happen from now to the end of time has been created. However, some people need to download. And make it happen. I mean, this studio, for instance, is an inspiration.
Exactly.
It came from somewhere. You didn't just sit down and say, oh, let's put yellow here, let's throw in. If you come out, it's going to look chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sit down, plan properly, and download it, it looks greater and even perfection. So that's how Tehillah came. I wanted us to do something like that. So I think at a prayer meeting one of the days, I was talking to my tribe, and I think I want to make a film. I'm not just sure what the story is about. And in my tribe, we get people really hear from God. Where I say, okay, all you hearers of God, please, can you help me ask God, what should we make as a movie? And literally,
I think it was same week.
Say again?
It was the same week now.
That
I like it was the same week that God had said, do something. Give me your best from where you are.
Yeah, where you are. Yeah. So yes,
like
giving us
a, of that week.
Yeah, giving us an instruction that we should give him because I wanted to make a film. Wanted to make a film and we're saying, oh, it has to be cinema, it has to be big, it has to be, you know how you and your husband have been saying you want to make a film, it has to be amazing, it has to be out of this world kind of experience. And God said, okay, calm down. Because this out of this world, you have not been able to do it since. That's can you true. Just give me the best from where you are? You have something in your hand. Like he asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? Rather than looking for what other people have, what is it you have? Can you give me the best of that? And that's how. It's okay. Best, what do you have? Let me make a film for YouTube, but make it very, we'll be making films for YouTube, but how about we do the most excellently made film on YouTube? And that's how the vision came. And then we're at this prayer meeting and I asked everybody, please, so if you're hearing any signals you get, just let me know. And after the prayers, our friend Damilola Ajayi had said, that she feels like God is saying, that she says that God is saying she should do a film about surrogacy, two sisters. And that's how we downloaded it. And then now to fine tune it, give it to a writer to write. However, I started to doubt it because it was against the things I would naturally think to produce when it has to do with God. Why am I talking about a film about, why am I going to make a film on surrogacy and a family that's not able to have a child? When I can just say that God healed this family and they had their child. That's what stands, they will naturally think. But that's the thing about the creator. You need to, what is God asking you to say? So I had to pull down my mindset, my own mentality, my strongholds, and just tell it the God way. What does God want to say? What is his vision? I don't know what prior to that time, I've not really thought through surrogacy and what God's idea about that was. But through that film, he even took me on a journey first before other people started experiencing it. And I'll tell you confidence, you need to go to the comment section of Tehila.
I actually did.
More than ever before, I'm so convinced that this was God asking us to do this because it just, like, a lot of things were going through my head. Why would you go to church and say you want to screen a film about surrogacy? Is it that God does not work anymore? We should just be saying that a pastor laid hand on her and she fell under the power. And why are we saying that her sister was a miracle? You know, it just was against everything that I believed that church was. But that's the thing about God. If you really, truly listen and act according, his ways are not you. You want it to look fine, but he has people he wants to reach. You know, basically, that's how it was inspired. And today, it's changing lives.
It's mind-blowing because, I mean, in today's world where the message is not being passed, everyone is about making noise, doing something fantastic without message.
Following what trend. Everybody's doing.
Following trends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without a message.
Yes.
And there are so many people that are waiting for that message.
Absolutely.
Timely word.
Absolutely.
They may not hear from God. Mm. You are the God that they're
going to meet.
Absolutely.
So about it this morning,
yes.
The emails...
Yeah.
See the emails from Tehila.
I can't keep up.
The emails from Tehila.
I can't keep up.
Let's move away from DMs. Like some of people haven't gone to the extreme and say, I just want to partner with Love Story. She said, I can't just give money to make more of this film. In fact, this morning he was just like, do we get a counselor? Like let's even put the person on salary. You know,
she was
like, can we hire a counselor? But the person needs to be someone that knows God that will be able to, you know, cancel
some of the things that people God are asking. Not, yeah,
you know, that's how much. I was only forming. But we can't. He said, baby, like over 100. Like it's a lot, and you're surprised that people are going through all of that. And for me, like I always tell him. I think I said it the last time also when we were talking about Tehila somewhere. As much as it's surrogacy and all that, for me, I think the most powerful message. For me, in Tehila is forgiveness and a reminder of how God loves us extravagantly, literally.
Absolutely.
For me, that's literally
so
what it
different
is.
Different people connect.
Different, yeah. So there are a lot of messages. There's so many messages. So for people who are also trusting God, you know, for the fruits of the womb that have gone through a lot of things, IVF, like the couple in Tehila, you know, you can tell that, see, God sees. And you don't even have to be a spiritual Christian. It means that even you, that you think you're far away from God, he sees you. He's literally just there fixing things for you.
Exactly.
Waiting for you. Like, I'm here. I'm recklessly chasing you. Like, as you're running, I'm chasing you. I want to find you. I want to love upon you, you know. And also just, it's just a lot. Like, and I connected to it deeply, even as much as we're producing and everything. There's a scene while we're filming that I told them, oh, sorry, I didn't want to use the script. So I didn't use the script. I just prayed and I just told God that, you know, and as much as I was acting, it was even ministering to me. Because even you that you think that, oh, God is using you, you too, God is still working on. There's even so much that God needs to.
The husbandman is a peacemaker.
You know, and every time I watch that thing, even up till now, I cry. And people wonder, like, but you don't understand. I mean, nobody would understand. When you have an encounter, you're doing one that has your encounter.
Exactly.
You know, so I even had an encounter playing that, as in doing that, you're playing the character or even that scene. So it's beyond even surrogacy. And for people that might think that, oh, it's just about people that are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. No. Bitterness, unforgiveness, obedience. Feeling unloved, obedience.
Just listening to God and obedience. You know, doing what he says.
It's hard to obey the things that sound seemingly stupid.
Stupid, that's true.
Also, God is saying a lot of things and some of the... And you have heard a lot of things from God. People have heard a lot of things. You have heard God say, do this, do that, do that. He has said it through pastors. You have heard through messages. You have been reading the Bible and it says something. But we never really see those words true. How many of those words that God says to us that we really put, when it gets to the field, we practically now do what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Tehila, for instance, was an instruction from God. And we were planning to shoot Tehila. We're going to shoot in Lagos. And I was in church one day and he says, go and shoot in Abuja. I'm like, what? He says, go to Abuja. I say, who do I know in Abuja?
I was just looking at him. I said, who do we know?
What? Which way would I
Abuja.
Use?
Abuja.
Which camera would I use?
Can beg house. What? Beg.
Yeah, I'm feeling.
You know, if you just say, you can beg.
How will I do it? We say, yeah, go to Abuja. That's where I want you to be. The scenery, everything. I want people to come in. Hey! I said, okay, God said we should go to there. I was, you know, some of the toughest thing. And I would have probably changed the narrative of this film if I said, God is doing it. I mean, maybe we should have a Lagos. It can't be that hard. Did I really hear it right? Maybe I'm just...
Maybe it's your mind.
You say you're overthinking.
Yeah, overthinking it. And then you end up making it. And probably it doesn't have as much impact. You know, as down to who will score the film. Down to reach out to Kobams. He will do the original. You know, like,
down to director.
Down to who directed. How he scattered it. Sometimes you are going, you say it has to be this way. And all the roads are blocking so that the real director... That has been around you.
Yes. Yes. I even had to repent because we're looking for big directors. Man, I kid you know, we had meetings. We had a conversation with it was okay. The first person, you know, that was when you and Dex. I said, baby, and my spirit is not Dex that is supposed to direct this film, you know. I was like, oh, why? Because that person felt like, you know, the perfect person. But the other people, the other options that we had, I mean, I even agreed. Because they're big names. I was like, so we just said, oh, let's just pray about it. Did God told us the person, even me? I said, this is Orire. And now on our friend, our neighbor. When I said, Orire,
it's not the type of film. You would, it's I'm that, telling you have to just be sensitive.
I tell, yes. I was busy saying, this one. I said, it's not even spiritual. Not. But guess what?
He was the most
spiritual. He found his encounter on the set. Yes.
God is waiting to use people. And if
people
you don't...
was shocked as he had an encounter. Now in the prophecy, oh God, Taylor was just something else.
You can't explain it. It's better experience.
I'm telling you.
I think the message has been passed.
Yes, it has.
The message before the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Start with what you have.
Yes. Yes.
First of all, ensure that it's in line with what God is saying.
Absolutely.
And move.
Mm-hmm.
Just move.
Everything else.
Move. You get money, no get money. Oh.
Just go.
I'm not joking. Just go.
You know, you don't find God in at the point when he gives you the message. Mm. He's there, but you don't see his manifestation. He's at the field.
It's when you move, you find him there.
Get to the field.
Yeah. Because we didn't lack.
Go, that Isaac, go.
Go.
Slaughter.
Yes.
And you find God. Yeah. But you're waiting for God to bring the lamb. Sacrifice before you slaughter. You are still a joker. You have to get to the point where you say, I'm at the end of myself. I'm going to do it anyway. Yes. If I perish, I perish. Hold me, Lord. I don't need follow. You don't need hold.
Yeah.
Be going. In fact, it's before you hit the ground that he catches you. If you're waiting for him to now say, don't go before.
Or to show you the bed that you follow.
No. You have to just trust him recklessly and go.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as you do his business, he'll sort you out.
Sort you out.
This is sort you out.
Are we still doing real estate or what are we doing?
Well, you were thinking about building. When, in case you're thinking of building land, you're building house, not real estate. Don't overthink it. Yeah. Get there. You'll be shocked that people are taking more than real estate. You will see, you get your own testimonies now.
Yeah. And it's true.
Maybe God has told somebody there that,
oh, you should buy a house. They're thinking, call these people. Just even call. Just ask how much. Just even go and see. They're thinking, not for my level. God, stop right now. But this is my three-bedroom flat. Why you embarrass me? Oh, no. If you say go, just go. Really. Because he has positioned people to meet you at every point. And we're not just preaching. It's something that we've experienced firsthand. He has positioned people every step of the way.
Just say amen in the comment section.
Yes.
This is, amen. I mean, if you're feeling the spirit wherever you are, because I've been tapping my feet. You see me, right? If you're feeling it, just in the comment section, just say amen, because this is an amazing, every episode has been different.
Yeah.
And it's been taken to a whole new
level
of fire, revelation. Yeah. And I'm sure people are discovering themselves through this episode. My next question would be, I mean, we've already started the next question. We've started answering the next question. It's more or less like, I mean, you often talk about purpose over popularity, right? What legacy are you laying for people?
So I want to be remembered for the man that was here and created mind-boggling stories that helped us live better lives. Not everybody wants to be the president of Nigeria.
True.
But everyone has a hand in contributing to a great Nigeria and a better society. I want to stand my ground in this office and really be a great guy, regardless of what it takes. It's not a walk in the park. It doesn't just happen overnight, because, of course, a lot of people probably have worked in corruption for a long time, but there's nothing. It pays to be good.
You know,
so those are the kind of legacies I want to leave back. I want to leave materials that people would watch in another 100 years' time. It's like how the people left us the Bible. You know, so in movies, I want to be able to leave materials that people can go back to and say, wow, chills, another 100 years from now, watching it. You know, I want to build a really formidable marriage and family. Family is the smallest unit of any society. So whilst we are trying to build a great Nigeria, I'm doing my own part in making sure that my own unit, my own constituency, my own family is grounded and, you know, is well taken care of and is well knowledgeable and is, you know, living in love that in turn now spirals and, you know, expands to our neighbors and the society at large. And if I'm able to do that, God willing, I feel like I have something strong back here in the world.
Ah, beautiful. How about you, Lolo?
I see Kaya Watu legacy talk, na?
It's the same, right?
My sister, the same thing that we pray about and we talk about, that this is what we want to be. You know, and he's actually said that, you know.
I think that's
beautiful. I forgot to add that we want to be those people that you look back and you would believe. For somebody that thinks marriages don't work, especially in the entertainment sector, and believes that, yes, marriages actually work.
He said something. That she's pregnant.
You know, that time.
Oh, no, that time.
When we told him that we were going to have, you like this. All those sorts of Facebook is fake news. Say you have twins. See people saying you have twins.
Say you just had twins.
It's fake news. We created content. Everybody not getting it. And,
The twins are coming.
Amen.
Two girls.
Jesus. That's
two identical twins, right?
Yes, and that's how he's been sweet now.
Sweet. So yes, he has been doing matching. Matching with...
You'll be surprised. I'll still match with them. I'll find ways to match. I can't be that bad. I'll match with them.
I don't even hustle. I'm born them. It's okay.
Who did ask you whether I'm born them?
You don't do your own, Abby.
My sister. I know they struggle again. I don't bother. Like my begin, they say boys are closer to their mom. They gum. They wish my own tongue, my own gummy papa.
No, my own tongue, my own too.
You're okay. You're
oh my God. You're
okay, it's not only me.
It's not only
me. No, you have said that when you marry a good man.
Get that.
No, when you marry a good man. That is available. You will just naturally the kids. The reason those ones that say that their boys attached to their mothers is because
the
their
mothers are so
you know, they're the ones same, you know. But once the father is available as well, I mean,
My son literally sees me and sees his dad and goes to his dad.
Yes.
And then I want to carry him. He's like,
yeah. Can you imagine?
I recorded one, like he was practically screaming. I'm like,
what's going on here?
I'm your mother. That's how I used to argue to myself. If I saw that, he'll now say, maybe like in their head, and they want to help me, he'll now say, but just go and greet your mother. Try, go and hug her. That's your mother. Hug her. Hug her. The boy said, I was coming back. And then the boy was running. I was so happy. I said, wow, Bobo, I hope man. The boy went on them.
It's not like it was coming to me anyway. I remember that one.
But he later went to you.
But not coming to me. He's not too clingy anymore. He's able
it's
to. Not
clingy, but it's just preference.
But not send me.
Preference.
He only sends when he doesn't really see him.
That's true.
I'm backup plan.
True that. If my husband is not around, I'm the chief.
Yeah.
But you see, the moment my husband steps in,
that's what happened.
And he just starts screaming. I think, like you said, basically because, I mean, it's only a present good man, present father, that creates that kind of warm ambience for the kids. So, Mazi.
Thank you.
He's a good man.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so let's go to our next question. Now, you are a role model to a lot of people. We have a lot of people out there who are chasing the fame, trying to impress. You know, this social media can frustrate people. They say you should fake it till you make it. I feel like people are taking that faking it
to another level.
Yeah. What would you advise? What has worked for you that you can share with people?
You want to start? I go soon as I said, I don't answer all the question.
Baby, you answer now the same me and you.
Okay, so I've just tried to keep it as real as possible. So I don't know how to lie. You know, like I don't just know how to lie just and create content just for the sake of it. It has to be genuine. Mm-hmm. There has to be elements of truth in it. I'd rather not do it. So that for me has just... And I'm not building a brand to impress anybody. I didn't get here by trying to impress anybody. I got here by being genuine and being true to and being authentic to my person. And it has been rewarding. I'm not going to say now that didn't work out for me. It has been really rewarding. However, I try my possible best to put in the work. Whatever work is required for any character and whatever it is, I put my best 101% into it. So I'm not that guy to live under pressure. Peer pressure and no, I'm never in that situation. So it's hard for me to come and start living one life. I mean, there's a place of packaging as an actor.
Yeah.
There are things you should do. Oh, dress well, smell nice, you know, show up nicely, show up great because... And it's only God that really sees the greatness in you.
True.
You have to show man that you too are great. So you're not going to show up like shabbily and expect that people will hand you that check. And so there's a place for that. And it's part of the business. I'm not just of the school of thought that you have to now maybe borrow or leave fake to now impress people that are not trying to, you know. And then you're
people that don't care about you, that would abuse you and troll you. When the die is cast.
However, if you can afford something and it looks good, like this world where our creator creates, what is it for? So I want to be able to travel anywhere. I want the world to be able to afford it.
Exactly.
Afford the best of class in the place and give myself a good life. So that's which is why we're working in real estate. I want to be able to live in the best of houses. You know what heaven looks like and how beautiful it is. I don't want to go there and it's not be the first time I'm seeing some things. So it was in Paris. You didn't see the work of my hand in Paris? Oh, you couldn't. That's why we would travel.
You said you have visa, sir.
I didn't have visa. Come on, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. You now go to heaven. You ask, did you go to Colombia? Sir, the time I wanted to apply, Boko. I created a lot in the world. I mean, that's how you should look at real estate.
Okay.
Because the Lord, God has created everything. So if it's anywhere in the world, I want to experience it. I want to have it. I mm-hmm. want to have it in my house. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to. It's not pride, you know, but you have to now work and plan yeah. to be able to put set those things in place. Have a pool in your house. If there's an underground pool, all those nice things, all those things we see for Bali, for Zanzibar, you know, create it. The greenery, that's how mm. God functions. He functions in excellence. He functions in beauty, which is why I'm so glad with what you and your husband, you guys have such excellent spirit of yes. excellence. You're making a simple video and I'm seeing helicopters fly. I mean, that's what God is. That's what God would do. Imagine if God created a content. How would the content look? So that's what we should tell ourselves. Mm. If God built a house, how would the house look? If Jesus was still here and he made, you had to build something, why was Jesus a carpenter? Because they had to create. It was something they had to make out of the things that God had yeah. made to create nice furniture that would look artistic mm-hmm. and yeah. nice. That's why. It's not like he wouldn't have been a doctor or been any other thing, but it was something that it required him to create. And something. Yeah, so we're all creators. We have to see ourselves that way. How did I get here? I'm not sure, but what was I answering?
Remember somebody said, I'm not a talker. She's a talker.
I say you should talk. Okay, fake life. Is it fake life?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, okay. That's how I got here. Okay.
I'm just joking. Well,
you've spat
yeah.
words of wisdom. I think it's really interesting
yep.
to hear from your point of views on several things. Now, you mentioned real estate. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your real estate journey.
So my real estate journey has been quite amazing. So first of all, I was signed to a property company some years ago. That was my first ambassadorial deal. But it wasn't, they promised a lot of things mm-hmm. and gave me my first installment of money. And along the line, they still complained that I was not bringing customers there. I'm not seeing people coming for my name. And my head, I'm not your marketer. You employed me. You hired me. Abby, you signed me as an ambassador. You're using my face for your billboard. You're mm-hmm. using... I refer people.
And then people come and I didn't even say, oh.
Yeah, then you know, that's how they didn't give me my balance. They were just, or the land that they're going to give me. And it was quite heartbreaking. But I started another journey with a company called Property Raider. We are signed to Property Raider. And that's how my
real estate
journey started, you know. And we own a property at least, yeah. In the heart of Lekki, it's not Binz.
In the heart,
it's not cheap. You know, and that's how. Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Ah,
very good.
Very good, though.
And I'll tell you a story. So before then, I was saving up some money to buy one of these big cars. You know, we're saving to buy. You know, when you, those cars when you enter,
then you feel like a guy. You feel like Odogu.
You know, and that can be your perception and your. And yeah, if I come in with it, you respect me, but. Are you happier? Once you have done that, is that an asset or a liability? You know, and we're going to check the car out. And good thing it was Eddie of Property Radio that showed us the car and showed us the person that had the car. And I drove it all really nice. And I was going to probably clear my account to get it. We're going to clear our account to get it. And he asked me a very pertinent question. He said, okay, Nze, if you get this car now, how much you get left?
For accounts.
I said, I'm not going to really get anything left, you know. But at least you can't go to brain there. I said, that's stupidity. That's yes. not a wise thing to do. He didn't need to say more than that. He said, because if this anything happened to this car, I mean, say you don't get any money and you just they believe, say, money deals go come. That's not wise. And that's how I, you know, I remember we
as
had
you're walking home.
I had a conversation.
I was there now.
And no way, but we had a conversation. And I told the next day,
yeah.
I want to just make payments for this house
yeah.
and start and pay up.
Yeah.
And I know, should I share everything? anyway, we went home. We agreed. And that's how, you know, we paid for the property. And, you know, today.
It's pretty much, yes.
It was
a hard decision.
It was a hard decision.
I was already happy. And the worst part, we drove the car. That's a painful part.
And I was so also used to having a lot of money in the account. I'd just be looking at it and, hey, I have
Yeah, he's typical. He likes seeing money.
You know, like, you know, savings. It just makes you feel.
Did you study accounting?
No. No sense.
I bomb my brain.
It's financial security. You just want to be seeing the money, statement of accounts. It looks ahead that you can use. That wasn't wisdom. That wasn't financial wisdom because it's wiser to invest. It's losing value. Invest in real estate, invest in something, treasury bill, you know, just spread it that way and it's working for you. So you might, real wealth does not mean that you are seeing 100 million.
Yep.
You are seeing 200 million in the account. It's about the fact that you can see things that are constantly working for you. Mm. And that's how our property journey.
How has your property appreciated?
A lot.
A lot.
And it's so it's so exponential. It's like going, you're looking back and you're like
really now I'm telling you.
That much.
A lot.
So what would be your advice to other people in entertainment? Because I'm sure a lot of people who are coming to the entertainment sector, they want to buy that car too. You know,
that's so you know, like I said, working, a lot of people do it because of peer pressure. And sometimes when you talk about property, you're like...
Because the typical mindset is that, now your package, then go bring the kind deal.
Which is beautiful, but there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. So you cannot be talking... Like Eddie asked me, if you did this, would you be able to have this? And if you cannot answer that, then that's stupidity. Hmm. And I would have also said, I bet we'll leave him. That's now the fake life and you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You're genuinely not happy. You cannot look back and say, this is something I've kept for myself. This is a legacy I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, property will always appreciate. But that car now would have just been one car. Maybe to where you're selling it, it has lost value.
Of course, I won't be the same. Yeah.
You know, but property always appreciates.
And looking at the fear, right, of, you know, the car bringing deals. You didn't buy the car.
Mm-mm.
Did you get deals?
Absolutely.
I got deals.
In fact, was there? I don't remember the morning after we're talking about it. I think cannot be that bad. If I need to show up somewhere that is so.
I'll rent those cars. Yes.
But let's car from Eddie. It can't be that bad. This person has an SUV that I think looks
good. That's what we said.
I need to go and sign any deal. If push comes to shove. I mean, that's the worst that can happen. But. I'd rather do this and be financially secure and know that I have something on ground.
Yep.
And trust me, who is really looking at you?
True that.
Those are the things, boundaries. We're judging people the way we judge them. Which shoe you wear? Which bag you carry? If you're not
getting money.
So the things that we have projected is what we are thinking that people are projecting to us.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Don't judge so that you not be judged. Mm. I know they look, because sometimes the people who get the real money, not be the people who dress parcel.
That's what I was going to say.
Nobody people who get, like, all the people who get rich over carry, Russell, I ain't get money parcel. No, that's the foolishness of the words.
That's right.
Mm. So you have to come out of here, and that's what I broke out of. I say, I beg, go they look my car. Who they look at? This guy obviously is serving me, but I have, and I don't, you don't need to know. That's how we're going to build generational wealth that our children and children's children and children's children will be grateful for.
I think.
And you still be able to buy the things that you want to buy.
Exactly.
Girl, we still changed our car, but we didn't buy that car that we wanted, but we bought, you know, something else.
And you still had money in your account.
So we're not suffering.
I mean, so I think it's just a mindset.
It's a mindset.
If you're able to sit down and reevaluate your wants and your needs.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then look at. Ask yourself why.
Why?
Why am I doing this thing? And then you realize that, look, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Surround yourself with people with who the right have great people. Minds.
Yes, that's
with
true.
The right, because if he that's wasn't true. There to even advise on that level, I would have gone ahead with
because
it.
Because you've already driven the car.
Yes.
Not the entire body.
And you get the money to buy it. So don't be saying, But just that right single word.
Because even, baby, you know, right people too. Or wrong people. Mm. And those that push people into all these things.
You say,
your friends, yes.
Packaging, mask, so and they push you, they do.
It's important to know yourself and just stand for something, if not you stand for anything. Hmm. Because some people, it's their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like me now, like me, woman now. Sometimes people are going for events. The people where they style them, the people where they charge like 1.5. Mio. I cannot pay such. So, and I'm not even bothered about people thinking a certain way about me because that's not even this packaging I've given people from the beginning. So don't even start. Don't start what you know that you cannot. Yes. Because once you start it, you have to keep up.
Exactly.
That's what has kept them where they are. Because you started, so you must keep up. And you're keeping up, you have to keep going higher.
True.
Remember one time someone said, don't carry your silver purse again. They know you with it. I said, but it's my money.
It's your own now.
It's my money. So no pressure. And also we're then. In fact, we're cracking the joke. Was it this man? Yes, we're talking about the designer gist now. And I said, my husband, I say, why the pressure to buy a designer? If don't have money for Hermes, how clash they look alike Hermes. You know, low budget Hermes. Like you don't have to. Because the people that are trying to impress, I promise they don't care about
you. They're not saying you.
They don't care about you. Fall tomorrow. Or they can't drag you. Now those people will abuse your life. You will not believe that you were their sweetheart. So it's better to just be yourself. The one that you can afford, just take care of that one that you can afford and do it well. This car, if it's Camry, make it clean, spray them sharp color. Anytime you arrive in time, make your AC they work. It's okay. If not bad, outlast. Sorry, I'm calling brands, but they're affordable. Name is what? Nigerian, this thing. Very affordable. Yeah, you look like a baby
Nigerian
girl.
Absolutely.
Very nice. So,
well,
see me, I'm ready to wear. We're like this. We're very tight. I know their names. Like those zones, somebody not give free for, but me, I'm ready to wear brand. We're like this, you know? By the time you come out, you look good. Hey, you don't have to buy 2 million your own.
I know, right?
Yes, there's 350. No.
It wasn't even the cost, though.
Let me say, for my head, now 160. Now my head said, you say, Ma, there's one way I think you will like it. I say, let me see. See, you see?
And it's beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, it's not even shown on the head there.
Yes. So I didn't even style it to a decent because I was rushing. So you see that you don't have to. Life is not that. And when you take life at that pace, see, God will increase you. And you see that you'll be able to see the money you're working for. And then you are now able to invest in other things. Because if not, the money will be coming and you'll be spending, living all this la vida, look out to one day. So this will not be forever.
True.
Yes. What do you have to show for it? So this is me advising you. Don't overthink this property thing. Don't let the price care. You just start.
Just start. And the thing is, we have down payments.
When we started buying now, we first wanted to buy us. Now, Jaun.
Ajahn.
That was original. Yes. That was like 40 million at the time. Eh, now that place won't even start. I didn't even know. Maybe after like, I can't even after a while, we just say, let's increase that. We start increasing faith when I need to give birth. We announced sales. Not telling maybe that, I wish we can just complete the house. In fact, I was telling him that, should we take a mortgage or anything? Just take a mortgage, just finish paying for the house and just, you know. But that one was around the Ologolo. Yeah, it was in Ologolo, you know, at the time. But I think it was even Eddie that just inquired and said, you can do mortgage, but these are the pros and cons of mortgage. You want to, at some point, we too, and good thing, the man, we listen to each other, and that's also very important. We listen, we just stand, tell ourselves the truth. And say, this thing. And we just say, you know what, leave it. I don't even know the point where we migrated to Heart of Lekki. Literally, I don't even know.
Time, he's just.
And we just joined faith.
And he said, this is all we had available is in a cafe. And I said, okay.
Yes, yeah, we're asking for something within 80, I'm 90. We say, no deal. That level, no day again. The one straight day, like I say, hey. But I didn't even know how, you know, we just got to the point and we started confessing and just trusting God. The rest they say is history.
It's history.
So anybody can. God is really just waiting for you
to take that first step.
Just start. Sometimes I can be the one down that you will start it after you sell it.
Exactly.
Upgrade.
Exactly. I have clients who get to do that. They buy
and upgrade.
Yes. Can buy smaller money further down. Especially on this island, anything after 10 million, property appreciates. It's like ritual. I say it's like ritualism. I'm telling you. A friend of mine bought for sure now from property. You don't win.
Yeah.
By January.
I know, right?
You see the new price that day that we were there.
I know.
Under how many months? In like three months.
Very true.
Someone has added 50 million. Are you joking? What other profit are you looking for in this life?
Exactly.
What other investment?
What investment will give you that?
You understand.
Nothing else.
Yes.
Nothing else.
And this is minus the money that, in case you need for like a short let, like you don't have to live there. You don't have to buy a mansion that you are going to live in. You don't have to buy a mansion. You can buy 2 beds, not just 1 bed.
Exactly.
Short let is the new blood money. in this Lagos.
True.
December is coming. Start now.
Very true. Mm.
Start now. They will soon. They will soon come. But it's true because I know, my sister, my friends are on short list. I know the monies that
they are making.
Because when it's IJGP come, they'll just pay for the months.
Exactly.
Bare money. Even for shooting films, shortlists are more expensive in December.
Yes.
Before you even see it. And they don't need, they're not begging because the people that are paying them heavy money. So imagine how much you would even make from the business itself first. Then this is minus your property. Appreciate
and your property for life.
Your property for life.
Sale. Yeah.
No, real estate is the future. Yeah.
You've heard from the Odogus. Real estate is the future.
It's not like forest that money can lose one day.
Or CBEX.
It's like, you're not trading. No, they fall. No, they go up and down. No, be crypto. There.
So true. So true. So, what is your real estate goal? Now you have this property. What is the plan? Is there a point where you stop? Do you want to have the Inzis estate? What?
I like the sound of that.
Nice,
I mean,
right?
So
we're
ambassadors of a property company. Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't see my ambassadorship as just being ambassadors.
Ambassadors,
own the property company.
Yes.
And for that, it's a wild vision. It's global. I want to be able to. I'm a business. One of the things I do now is real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I market real estate. I sell real estate. I want to. So I'm always going to Eddie's houses just to make videos and just, you know, because for me, it is not just even the future. It's the present.
Mm-hmm.
It's very in vogue. And everywhere I can, I want to be a part of it. I want to own studios. Want to build film villages where we can proper studio where I mean, because real estate has to also marry what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the fact that we can have when you think about film right now, you don't have any place per se that you want to go and record without having to rent people's service apartments. Mm-hmm. And so people are saying you can't shoot here. Shooting is more expensive. You are not. Mm-hmm. So we need to be thinking of studios where this is just for filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hospital there. There are a couple of estates that have sort of, people have fashioned that way, but we need a proper studio. You know,
something that is done like that. A couple of them have been in the works, but
none has really, you know, blown out. So that's one of the things that we're thinking to do partnership with real estate and have that and make it the Nollywood film studio where everybody, you know, comes.
I think this is the second time we're having someone say this on Alibaba.
Oh, say that. It's very
thing.
Film village.
He kept talking about it.
Yeah.
It's
capital intensive, but it's something that will span for life. I mean, Hollywood studios come to rent studios in South Africa to shoot.
Yes.
Like studios in South Africa, Hollywood films come because people, they're looking for studios where they can shoot.
Yeah.
So it's not even just going to be a studio
for Nigeria. For
because they're big enough to accommodate Nollywood studios, come shoot. I mean, that's why they're trying to shoot something and they're going to South Africa. They're shooting because it's not authentic. But you're able to create a, you know, very enabling environment where they can come and create these African stories here.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're looking at.
I think this is brilliant because to have someone reiterate it, it means there is a market.
Yeah.
And real estate cut, I mean, it's not just residential. It's not just apartments.
No.
There's just a whole lot of things, a lot of opportunities in real estate. And we've had someone say it again. It means investors out there, there is something. There's an opportunity.
Yep.
Reach out. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. Okay, our final question.
Okay.
If you could advise the younger generation, you know, those who look up to you, who, you know, are starting out in life, love, and then real estate, what would you advise?
My advice to every young person starting is don't overthink it. Just start. Do the first work of, you know, discovering purpose. What has God called me to be? What am I here to do? Once you're able to answer the question of the what, the how would you know, once you start, mm-hmm. how old? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you don't really know how it will be. When I was going to start acting, I wasn't sure how. Ogokwe is living now, coming back now at the time. Say, okay, maybe I'll write script. And I know I wrote one. I took to her. We won all those 50 leaves. I said, well, she doesn't buy a script. So, you know, I say I kept that one. But yeah, I knew I was interested in industry. And once you have it as a vision and you keep walking towards it and you keep approaching people to partner with you, one will just click and then you start your dream and that vision leaves paper and becomes a reality. So stop overthinking it. Don't be afraid to get no's. You're going to get a lot of no's. One of the best advices somebody gave me before I joined the industry was, if you're not ready for rejection, you are not ready for Nollywood. So I had to brace up and say, okay, even if this person doesn't like me, I'm going to try the next audition. Even if this person doesn't give me the role, I'm going to try. And that was the mentality that just helped me keep going. Sometimes I will attend like 200 auditions and I probably do one worker pass or two.
Wow.
It takes a lot of resilience.
Yep. Wow.
Then it was, what do you do? You say an actor, you're an actor, but all you do is attend auditions until you get that, not even break, just something that just shows that you're on TV. So you have to be tenacious. You have to just be dogged. How much do you want it? If 100 people wanted it and it's meant for one person, would you be the one person they would give it to? I mean, that's how to look at it.
Wow. Do you want to add to that, Lolo?
Well, what I would add would be, I mean, like he said now, as much as you're tenacious about it, you need to work on yourself so that you actually bring that value when you get the opportunity. Because it's one thing to be tenacious and, you know, just be dogged, and then when you get the opportunity, you mess it up.
Sure.
Yeah. So you also need to constantly work on yourself, become a better version of yourself until the big break or that break that you're looking for, be it in film, in whatever it is that you're doing, you know. And just hold on to God, most importantly, because God will order your steps. You know, you'll be at the right place. God will order the right people to you, you know, and be surround yourself with the right people. Because the people you surround yourself with will either talk down on your dream and help you to kill it. And it's very possible. People around you can kill the dream faster. And you just ask yourself, Abi, what's the meaning of all this?
True.
You know, yeah.
You have to be sensitive enough to cut out.
Very sensitive. And that's why...
If Joseph was not sold, he probably wouldn't have become the prime minister.
Mm.
So okay. Yeah.
But you see that all of this is tied to God. All of this is tied to God. Because when you have that relationship with God and you're deliberate about, you know, talking to God about, it's God that will help you to discern.
Exactly.
You know when to lock up, when to, you know, everybody will give you advice, but the one that you take, you will take. And then, yeah, you just know the right people. And then while you're waiting for that opportunity and you don't just go for audition every day. That's if this is acting you want to do, whatever it is you want to do. But I'm just using acting as, you know, case study. Don't just go for audition every day. And then the same thing you acted at the last 90 auditions is what you're coming to act again. One monologue. How about, what can I even do differently?
Yeah.
These people are like, what are they doing that I'm not doing? You can take free courses online. These days, now there are a lot of free courses online. Work on yourself. Work on yourself. Behavior, crafts. Be a better version of yourself so that when opportunity comes, it meets a prepared person and then that God can see what to work with.
Wow.
This has been total package.
I've been blessed.
Package. My God.
There we came.
Thank you.
Everything. We touched everything.
Actually.
I'm glad.
From church to business to family to investment. This is amazing.
It's wholesome.
Awesome.
Mm.
And I'm sure everyone watching this can say the same.
Absolutely.
It's been amazing. I want to thank you both for coming. Mm. My takeaway is, number one, make that move.
Yeah.
Don't wait till everything is perfect.
Mm.
And that's the lie the devil keeps telling us. You have to do this, you have to do that. And at the end of the day, you will now wait and realize the time has passed by and it didn't happen. So make that move. Part of making the move is also, you know, getting information on that. Because, of course, you didn't just get the idea not ask questions or not meet people or not share the vision with people who are moving in the same direction. Mm-hmm. You didn't just say, this is what I want to do. You know, so make the move, but ensure that you have the right people around you.
I'm led to just say something. It's just to drop. I don't even know why, but I'm hoping that if the Holy Spirit wants me to say this, it's probably somebody I'm talking to. Anything is possible. You are enough. And this is the girl that was told a couple of times that I was too ugly to be in front of the camera. This is the same girl that is gracing the front of the camera excellently well, doing great stuff. People are paying me millions just to be in front of the camera or even be the lead of their films. So that tells you that anything is possible. Whatever you think is a disability or whatever, that's the thing that God wants to use to honor you and bless you. I used to think I had a terrible dentition. I used to think, oh, blowing is for slim people. Oh, but yeah, this is me. I didn't have to bleach. I didn't have to do body. I didn't have to do any of those, any shortcuts apart from the things that we have shared now. So your dreams are valid and there's a place called forward. See you at the top. I believe that was for somebody particularly.
I don't even know what to say.
It's all over. Let's go.
Maybe they'll not say, drops mic.
Before we go, please let's touch Tehila once more. Let's talk about it. Just, I mean, a significant part of the movie.
So, of course, Tehila was a film about obedience. A young lady who heard from God and had to obey so that things in other people's lives could align. And particularly for me, one of the scenes that struck me was one of the scenes we shot by the mountain and by the water, where she had just started doing the just become a sister surrogate, and I played a doctor and I was in awe of this young lady. And I'm like, okay, what is this? As in, and she said, would I believe her if she told me it was God that asked her to do this? I'm like, God asked you to do this. It's funny. But yeah, it was God that asked her to do it. And my character was fascinated by it. And I wanted to hear from God. I wanted to know how to hear from God. And that's how my journey started in the film. And just her obedience sparked someone hearing from God. So a lot of people came closer to God. Yeah. So yeah, it's such an amazing, I can't really explain it. People need to watch it. It's available on Love Story Media, on YouTube. You can watch from anywhere in the world and it's free of charge. Go to YouTube, Love Story Media. It's Tehila. It's right there in your face, in your TV, at the palm of your hand. And you will see, you can start from reading the comments just so you don't get a lot of spoilers. Maybe not, but it is such a beautiful movie. It's been blessing lives. And I'm just glad that we made that film. I'm just so, so glad the amount of lives we have impacted in such just 1 week.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just tremendous.
It's over a million now, right?
Yeah, it's over a million views. Prior to this time, all we had done is just 2 church screenings. And now the world can see it. And I'm glad that we made it. And thank you, baby, for, you know, agreeing to do this with me. And, you know,
I'm honored.
Such a blessing.
Wow. Please go watch it now.
And share. Watch it. Talk about it. Put it on your story. Put it on your status. Share with somebody. It might not even be for you. It might be someone else's message.
Exactly.
Share with someone.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Maz.
Thank you for having us. It's been such a wholesome conversation.
Yes, it has been. Thank you, Lord.